Welcome to the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm Joe Cook. We got Coach Dub and Justin Wells here with us for another episode of Recruiting Intel. Make sure you like the video, subscribe to the channel. It helps us bring a lot of great content on a daily basis. Thank you for getting us to 7,000 subscribers, but if you're not subscribed yet, help us get to 8. And if you're not subscribed to Inside Texas, use the promo code IT1. That'll get you 2 months of premium access for just $1. All the way through official visit season. Should be a great time, it is a great time to join. Today we're going to talk a little bit of recruiting, and Justin, we got to talk about the draft at this point. I know whenever you think of recruiting rankings, it goes, you know, a lot of these organizations, and On3 included, try to project the NFL draft. It's an inexact science, but going backwards, the NFL draft is used in recruiting, and Texas sent 11 to the league, 13 total, because two were undrafted free agents. How does that help on the trail, and what was some of the feedback you got from some of Texas' top prospects?
Yeah, so when you get 11 guys drafted, recruits, they notice that stuff. No matter what you sell them on campus, with the facilities, with the, you know, the scheme and the program, all that kind of fit, nothing sells like that NFL draft. They get that name called, and that's a big deal. You know, Coach Williams and I were on the phones all day Saturday and Sunday talking to kids about, you know what they thought, what their reaction was. And, you know, we do that a lot, but, man, this was big. You had Michael Fasusi and Andrew Marsh and Zion Williams and James Simon and Elijah Barnes, you know, just to name a few. You need to check that story out at InsideTexas.com. But it's huge, Joe. It magnifies. It really does because, you know, Sark – went out on the road this week, and just imagine the ammunition he's got. He's already selling, headed to the SEC, college football playoff, returned a bunch of guys, you know, program trajectory. Look, that draft, he's got that in his back pocket. That's like an ace in the hole. And so, the recruits that they paid attention, especially the ones that you know are important for this class, Fasusi, Zion, Cade Phillips, DeCorey and Moore, they all got a dose of it, and it's big, Joe. It's big, you guys.
Coach, you're on the road. You're not recruiting these days, but you're going around and seeing high schools and stuff like that, and you're going to be able to catch up with kids more so than you already have about their feedback from the draft. So who did you talk to that and saw that their the 11 selections really resonated with?
Yeah, 2025 tight end commit Amari Winston, Elijah Barnes and his family, and Raleigh Pettijohn and his family. Just to, you know, Amari to say, hey, you can be developed in Austin, exclamation point. Like, that says a lot, right? It kind of confirms his commitment. Like, I can go to Texas, I can be developed, and I can get drafted. Same thing with, you know, Elijah Barnes saying, hey, 11 guys taken means the NFL values the Texas staff and program. That is huge. That's just a icing on the cake. And the same thing for Roddy Pettijohn and his family to say, it's pretty awesome to see 11 guys get drafted. Like, that really says something about the Texas program and the direction that they're headed. So anytime you can get people to actually see, hey, you can come here, you can also be drafted as far as and win championships and all the other stuff, man, it gets no better than that.
Especially coming, I'll give you one more that's no better. Jonah Williams, 5-star, who Texas and Oklahoma and A&M and everybody's battling for. He had a really good statement. He said, you know, 11 of 11 in the draft, that's a crazy statement for all recruits in Texas. That's a plug to the NFL. When you have a 5-star saying Texas is the plug to the NFL, I'm sure there's an emoji for that, but that's a big deal.
There is a plug emoji, I'm pretty sure. Justin, you and I have been doing this for a long time, and now with, you know, this is our third head coach. Fourth for you, third that I've really been doing this for, old man. In these past couple of years, with the onset of June official visits, this would be a time when Texas would lag, like when they would put maybe two or three into the draft, host those official visits, and then lose out to programs that put 8, 9, 10 in the draft come July. And it caused a lot of manic Julys and remember manic Monday and stuff like that. But it sounds like the story is going to be a little bit different this year, especially during official visit season when all those guys can come in and, you know, when they set up at the hotel or even on their way into the program, there are 11 pictures with NFL logos and NFL franchises there from this year's team from all different developmental levels.
And how about when those parents and players and family hit campus in June and they see Tavondre Sweat working out at DKR? They see Xavier Worthy catching routes from Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning, because that's going on. Those guys came back a few days ago and started working out in Austin again. That's big. You know, that's huge. And it reminds me of Landon Jackson, big time edge out of Pleasant Grove in Texarkana. Let me tell you something about that recruitment. Texas was in a great spot, okay? Obviously, they have his little brother Lance in 2025 cycle. Edge, he's committed. Huge upside, probably a five-star. Landon and Texas looked great until that LSU draft in 2019. That draft changed his recruitment. And in a matter of 48 hours, he went from, man, I love Texas, I'm strongly considering, to, I'm about to commit to LSU. I mean, it was like that. I think they had 14 guys drafted in that cycle. And so it has that type of effect. But like you said, when these guys get on campus, Sark's going to have his chest stuck out a little bit more. You don't think Chris Jackson, when he went and hung out with Jamie French and his family yesterday, you don't think he wasn't saying, you see those three receivers that just got picked? Yeah. My third receiver in the rotation, he just got drafted too. Come be about it. And so it really is a big deal for all parties involved. But I think Texas especially, because Sark has been so good at inviting back Letterman, inviting back guys. There was a stretch where guys couldn't connect with anybody in the program to come back to visit. Sark has opened that door, and he's made it to where everyone is allowed in. That's really, really, you know, boosted things. And so when these kids come in and officials in June, they're not just seeing – the team, the players there currently, they're seeing what could happen. They're seeing the guys that are working out. And in some instances, they're seeing Lettermen that have been there that are borderline Hall of Famers. And so at the end of the day, it's just such a good, positive jolt for the next 12 months of recruiting for 2025 and overlapping into 2026.
We'll talk a little bit more about coaches on the road in a second. But first, Andre the Lawyer is presenting sponsor of the show. Andre the Lawyer is a longtime Inside Texas user. They never take more than their clients. No win, no pay, no upfront costs. Their principal office is in Dallas, Texas, and Andre the Lawyer has been representing injured Longhorns throughout Texas. Every client gets a personalized number so they can contact the Andre the Lawyer team and get direct access all day and night. Call Andre at 214-444-8808. Whether you're in a car wreck, an 18-wheeler accident, a slip and fall, an on-the-job injury, wrongful death, or anything else, 214-444-8808, 214-444-8808. We'll keep it going. And Justin, you mentioned coaches on the road. Jamie French received a quick visit from, Mandarin High School in Jacksonville, yeah. Which I wonder if Coach Jackson knew about that place when he was with the Jaguars, but either way, Jackson went over there to see Jamie French. What was some of the feedback you got from them after that visit?
Yeah, you know, a lot of guys were on the road yesterday, and even more coaches are out and about today. But, you know, Chris Jackson, he's got about three or four guys he really wants. And we've reported that a ton of times. Jamie French and DeCorian Moore are at the top of that list. If he could ask Santa Claus what he wants for Christmas and get a little bit early, it would be DeCorian and Jamie, and they would just be right there in the Christmas tree with a big old bow, like a burnt orange bow. Jamie French is huge, and Chris Jackson is closing the gap there. This is a recruitment that felt like Texas was behind for probably 6 months. He was committed to Alabama, I believe. He'd gotten probably 30-something offers from, you know, various schools. I know Ohio State has been pushing really hard, but Jackson is really focused on French and his family. And he got to see some of the family yesterday in addition to French and going to the high school. And that was big because, you know, we got to talk to Jamie when he came to visit Austin. He'll be back in June also for an official visit. But we got to talk to him. He is delightful. Like, you talk about, some kids don't want to do it. Some kids go through the process. Some kids just kind of have some fun. Jamie French was loving it. He was open to it. And I think that's a guy, you know what he reminds me of? Ryan Wingo. We didn't talk a lot about him early in the cycle, but by the end of the cycle, that's the guy. That's the one everyone was talking about. And so when you get a five-star and you start building that momentum, that was big. And I think French really likes Jackson. I mean, how can you not like the sell of – obviously these wide receivers going into the draft, but also Arch Manning, you want to catch balls from that guy? Just watched him go for about four Bills in the spring game, you know, in a limited action. And so they're building it. They're getting closer. I love where Texas sits with Jamie French today, probably a little bit more than I did yesterday. I still feel like Ohio State's the one to watch, but yeah, check out the story I'm posting on Tuesday at InsideTexas.com about Jamie French and that visit, because I think Texas is closing the gap there. And I think they're in the top three, and they might be top two.
Coach, on these visits, I know you've written about it over on Inside Texas, but, you know, coaches are going all over the place. They're going to sweep through Dallas, the West Coast, obviously the East Coast, through the South. What do they try to accomplish when they go to these high schools? And then what are some that you're hearing maybe in the DFW area about coaches and places they may go see?
Yeah, definitely. So when these coaches are going by the schools, really, they're just trying to get their eyes on kids, right? You've seen them in person. You've seen them come to your facilities and visit, but now you want to see them move. A lot of guys who have offers, you know, hey, this is evaluation period, right? We know we offered you, but let me see how you move in pass. Let me see how you compete. Let me see how you practice, right? Okay, that may determine how we move you up the board or, you know, make you a priority recruit. Those on the bubble maybe getting an offer, it's a chance for those guys to be evaluated as well. And then also see a lot of young talent in the DFW area when you come through, right? Or any school that you go to. It gives you a chance to kind of get, you know, you got your footprint in the DFW area. Continue to build a relationship with those staffs and say, hey, you got a young guy I should look at. And if that guy's, you know, good enough, like I say, a Booby Feaster who's a 2027 kid, they'll probably get an offer. So you may see some of that. And then those guys who they want to see more of, they get invited to camp so they can kind of work with them themselves. So you got a ton of things going just from an evaluation standpoint and kind of coaches kind of confirming what they have saw on tape and seeing it in person. So we'll see a lot of that. So if you see a lot of guys posting on Twitter, hey, thanks for the invite to Texas camp, kind of lets you know what that guy is. They want to see more from him. Or if a guy gets an offer, okay, he's a stud, let's go ahead and offer him. Let's get him on the board type thing. So that's what the coaches are looking for when they go by this spring and visiting all the schools. And then, like you said, the guys they've already offered and they want, let's kind of go by here and see where we stand and try to close the gap or close the deal.
As far as offers go, I think last time through, this was when some of the big guys, and I think in the 2026 class, were offered. I think Chris Henry got his offer, the Ohio State commit who's at Modern Day. He got his offer during the last time coaches were on the road. So you may see some offers to some of the top prospects, and now Texas is getting their eyes on them all. So like you said, seeing some younger guys, seeing guys they know, and sizing them up literally to see how they match up physically with their specs. Anything else on coaches on the road? We always have this covered on Inside Texas. It's always a great opportunity for coaches to go see players and us to learn a little bit more about the recruitments, catch up with them. Justin, Charlie, any other tidbits y'all got?
Nansen is in California. You know he's going to stop by and see a couple linebackers. That's going to happen. You know, that's natural. I feel like we're going to see some 2026, maybe 2027 offers from that area while he goes out there and kind of does his thing. But he's also going to see guys like Peter Lange. He's going to see guys like John Mills. You know, those are O-linemen that are on the big board. Those are O-linemen that Flood really likes. He's out there working. Kenny Baker's, you know, he was all over South Florida yesterday. He went and saw Brandon Brown. He went and saw Myron Charles. I know Zion Williams in Lufkin's going to be, you know, on the docket, you know, throughout the week. And so the biggest thing you can do right now is just go to InsideTexas.com. We are updating that thing on a regular basis. Myself, Joe Cook, Charlie Williams, Eric Nalin. These coaches, like I said, they're having fun right now. This is a good, you know, you're coming off a draft of 11 guys. You're going to stick your chest out a little bit further. And so these guys have got their boots on the ground. And I can't wait to kind of see what the rest of the week's going to play out to, because really, they're doing what Charlie said. They're just going to see these guys. They want to see them move. They want to make sure the offer they extended matches kind of what they've been looking at. Now you're going to get – they're going to gather a ton of stuff over the next 2 or 3 weeks. And then when they come back in June, right before those officials start, they'll have a come to Jesus table moment where, okay, who are we pushing and who are we not pushing for? Who are we going to stand on the table for and who are we going to kind of keep as a contingency? And so this evaluation period, it's not just much as much connecting with these guys, seeing them eye to eye on their turf. I think it's a way to kind of prepare yourself for that recruiting meeting right before the official visit, you know, season starts, to say, okay, I'm going to put my foot down right here for this guy and for this guy. These other two remain to be seen.
We will conclude with a little bit of discussion on the transfer portal. Texas already added Bill Norton from Arizona. They went after Jay Toya, but Jay Toya elected to stay at UCLA. Now their big focus is on Dominic Williams from TCU, entered the transfer portal. Justin, he's visited Oklahoma, Missouri, Texas, and LSU, correct?
Yes.
No, Colorado has not gotten a shot, doesn't look like they will. All those schools are definitely in the defensive tackle market. I think you could argue that Oklahoma's and LSU's need is a little bit more dire than Texas, but Texas still wants to add strong depth, and Steve Sarkisian spoke after the spring game that they didn't have enough big humans. So does Dominic Williams fit that bill, and what are some of the aspects of this recruitment to track as we sit here on Tuesday?
You know, I think Dominic does. I really do. You know, with a name like Demonic, you got to get a guy on the D-line. The dude has to play defense. That sort of comes with the birthright. Now, you know, that's going to – tomorrow, they're supposed to announce at some point tomorrow, according to his uncle and a coach that's close to the family. They're supposed to announce tomorrow. Texas is going to be in the mix. But these portal guys, you kind of just got to hold on loosely. Anything can change. The last visit to me, I think, is the biggest one, because that means you get to match whatever anyone else has basically presented to you. And Dominic Williams and their family, they're taking full advantage of this opportunity to continually trade up, to do better for themselves, and potentially set themselves up for the NFL draft. Listen, Texas might be the worst of all the locations from a depth chart standpoint. LSU is desperate. Like, it is bad there. And you know, with Bo Davis recruiting, I don't know how much better it'll get just because of his time in Texas. And then when you have – you really got to look at it from, you know, Oklahoma. They offered his little brother. Not really even sure if that's an offer there. But I'll say this. I think Texas has a good shot as long as he doesn't want a personal flight schedule. If he's not asking for stuff about, you know, private jets and getaways and off-season stuff, I think Texas and those guys make a lot of sense. This is an NIL deal, and Texas will be in it till the end. We'll know more in about 24 hours.
Coach, anything to add on some of the dynamics of portal recruitments or what you know with Dominic? I know he's from the same hometown as Steve Sarkisian, and you try to work any angle you can when you're trying to win on portal recruitments. Anything else to add?
No, just kind of what you said. You try to use every angle you can. See who you know, see who knows him, see what they're thinking, right? You trying to hit on and hone on anything you can to get a recruitment or a kid just like Dominic. And he's a special player. But, you know, I think he fits well at Texas. Pretty much he can line up and be versatile and play anywhere down the line, honestly. So I think he's a guy, like Justin said, you know, he can come here and play right away, but, you know, there's desperate needs everywhere else, but we'll see what happens at the end of the day.
It seems like he's the best fit, I mean, along with Norton, of guys in the portal for the Texas defense. And you know that they give opportunities. They split opportunities about 30 snaps a game for their top four defensive tackles. So definitely something to track. Definitely something to come to Inside Texas and learn more about. You can use the promo code IT1 and get 2 months of Inside Texas for just $1. Today's April 30th. That'll get you all the way to, what, June 30th, and that's about right when families are sitting down, making decisions, and announcements will start shortly thereafter. So no better time to come check it out. Make sure you like the video, subscribe to the channel. Thank you for getting us to 7,000 subscribers, and if you're not subscribed, help us get to 8,000. Thank you to our friend Andre the Lawyer. I'm Joe Cook for Coach Dub and Justin Wells. We'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com.